Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh. Plus, with Razzney's expert guidance, you'll choose with confidence, backed by uncompromising standards and the best value. And no middleman, since they hand-select their own diamonds.
Oh.
So don't think that every store offers the same, or that you can choose a diamond by specs alone. Razzney customers see the value in every purchase. Razzney Jewelers, Addison, Hinsdale, Highland Park, and Chicago's Gold Coast. Online at Razzney.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-756-6399. 800-756-6399. 800-756-6399.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Time is ticking away. Don't let another minute pass. Plan your retirement now with Trajan Wealth for the future you deserve. Call Trajan today at TrajanWealth.com. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
This is where Chicago comes to talk Bears football. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. WSCR Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Sports Station.
The Score!
Why?
Thanks to Michael Jackson. It's Human Nature. It's a great album. The album is not called Human Nature. Was that on Bad?
That's
Thriller.
Was
it the Thriller album?
That's Thriller. Yeah, that's Thriller, I believe.
Did I ever tell you guys about last year when I was at Bulls practice and I said to Io DeSumo, I was like, oh, is this the whole Bad album? And he's like, are you saying this album is bad?
Oh,
and I'm
my.
Like, oh, no. Not Io.
Oh.
No.
That's tough.
Do be that way.
And then I was like, no, Io, the album is called that.
That's really
and
tough.
He was open to it. He was open to the idea. He's good like that, but it hurt my heart, my soul.
It's what? Hipster to say Off the Wall is better than Thriller.
It is.
No, it's wrong.
Yes, it is.
It's oh, not. Don't Stop You, Get Enough is a fantastic song.
I got to go over the whole catalog to make sure.
I love Off the Wall, but it's not better than
Spiegel,
Thriller.
Spiegel, does Tributosaurus become Michael Jackson?
We've done it. We absolutely have done it. It's one of the biggest things we've ever did. I think we had 32 people on stage to make that happen.
That's incredible.
To do the horns and the strings and the vocals and the percussion and the everything. Yeah.
Dude, when is Black Sabbath, by the way?
Halloween night at Fitzgerald's.
Very cool.
I will be there for
with
that.
A couple of Ozzy Osbourne solos.
Very cool. Yes. That's Max Spiegel. You heard Lawrence Holmes earlier. That's Mark Grody's voice. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Max Stutz, and Max Curtis and Jacob Stutz. Sorry about that, Max.
Max Struess and Max Stutz.
Well, and, you know,
Struess is loose. The season's getting ready to get started.
The Max Struess Scherzer. Is loose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Max Scherzer yesterday.
Take
was
me out of the game.
Thanks to Max Scherzer for being vintage Max
Come
Scherzer
on
yesterday.
Now.
That was
dude,
a lot of fun.
He it was a good night for the olds.
He's insane.
Thanks
he's,
all.
He's always been insane.
I love it, though. It's good.
It's the eyes.
Good, crazy.
Those insane
it's,
eyes.
It's the slider, I think. Thanks also to our guests. Thanks. In part to Joe Ostrowski, Adam Hogue as well, and Mark Grody for taking us inside the locker room. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, I was a guest.
Fishbane too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and Kevin Fishbane, as we had a redheaded Bears reporter talk. That
you
was
guys,
a lot of fun.
I heard that conversation. You missed a guy. You missed Zach and a Half, Andrew Seligman.
Oh, yeah.
Zach I forgot and a about half. Andrew. I'm always used to seeing him at Bulls, so that's why I think about Andrew.
So at one point, there were five redhead dudes covering the Bears.
That's got to be a high, right?
Boog Shambi.
Mm-hmm. No, he wasn't
Rusty
covering,
Staub.
He wasn't covering the Bears.
Oh, Rusty Staub.
I was just guessing redhead.
Le Grand La Rouge.
Orange.
Is that how you say that?
Yeah, it's yeah, they technically call him the Grand Orange, I think just because it rhymed.
Those were not. Andy Dalton. Oh, he wasn't covering the Bears.
No, he was on the
he
Bears.
He was on the Bears.
But he was not covering
Rich
the Bears.
Rich Campbell was one of those redheads.
Yeah, absolutely.
Potsy. No.
Potsy. Zach.
Andrew Seligman.
And Fishy Business.
Oh, there you go.
Really kind of amazing when you think about it.
It really is.
What's the percentage? What's the redhead percentage on the, you know? Yeah, in life.
I think it's like 3%.
It's a very
don't
small
they have
minority.
A higher pain tolerance too?
That is one of the things
what?
That people say about
really?
Them.
That's
yes.
not the thing I was thinking about. But
no,
go ahead.
There's and that's the problem.
How about like emotional pain? Do they have a higher emotional pain percentage?
Emotional. There's another redhead on the beat too, guys. I should not leave out the new kid on the block, Scott Bear. Is
oh, yeah,
redhead?
That's
oh, yeah.
right.
Of the Marquee Sports Network.
That's right.
Dude's
yeah.
name is Bear.
There's only
Bear.
Some evidence to suggest Bears. That redheads may have a higher pain tolerance than other people with other hair colors.
That's amazing.
Should we test
There's
it on
a
one
leak.
Of our... Should we test it on Zach the next time he's here? Should I give him a good punch in the shoulder?
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that because he
shoulder.
Might punch back.
Yeah.
Less
yeah.
than
you don't
2%,
want them problems.
Less yeah. than 2% of the world's population has red hair. Okay. Scotland has the highest percentage of around 13%.
I'm shocked by
that. Yeah, I know. Ireland with about 10%, but less than 2.
And they wow. only come out at night because they can't get that
That's when the freaks come out.
And right? then
That's
there's right. a big population in Mexico, too, because there were Irish soldiers that helped in the Mexican-American War.
Ooh, you're getting deep now, man.
And that's why you have Canelo, a.k.a. Cinnamon.
Lou Canellis is a redhead?
No.
Wait.
No. He's a dark-haired Greek man.
Oh,
yes.
okay.
Very Greek, very dark hair.
He yeah. runs that restaurant, Avli.
Mexican French
we
War,
were
I think.
We
it
were
was.
Supposed to You'd... get we were supposed to get Giannis with the Avli connection. Didn't work out.
We were never getting Giannis.
We were supposed to get Giannis, that's what I heard.
Giannis is like, I'm moving back to Greece. Like, leave me out of it.
Well,
I mean, he's gonna get a pina colada with Alvin Kamara.
Our guy Shams did say that there was a chance that he would go to New York this summer.
Right.
That was a thing that was explored. And then rejected, and he's still in Milwaukee, haunting our dreams.
And also, there's the whole head coaching aspect there, too, I would assume, is part of it. Like, depending on who they were going to hire.
I mean, he could have played a big role in that, though. He could have been like, hey, you know who you should hire? Who I tell you to hire.
Should have kept Tibbs. Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food.
I'll fight you guys on the off the wall versus Thriller thing. Like, I'll fight every single one of them.
Thriller's beautiful.
It's been a long time since I listened to either of those albums in full, so I would have to go and see, are there skips? Are there not skips?
I mean, I can't help it.
It was on a tape.
I know, and Working Day and Night is on Off the Wall.
Let me go through the songs
It was the album that Quincy had most of the influence in his producing career with Michael on, and I think that plays a significant role in how good the album actually is.
I would say that it is Quincy Jones. It is more purely soulful, but I would say that Thriller incorporates more genres and shows more of a glimpse of what the future would become.
Here's how I would parse it. You feel me on that? I think that Thriller is a better piece of art.
Yes.
Off the Wall is a better piece of music.
Here's the songs on Off the Wall. Don't stop till you get enough.
Sick. I love that song.
Rock with You is a soulful song.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Rock with You is awesome.
It's perfect.
Working Day and Night.
Love
Get
that
on
song.
The Floor. Off the Wall. Girlfriend. She's Out of My Life. I can't help it.
Tito, get me some tissue. Stop teasing Jermaine.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. We used to say that all the time in my family.
Oh, man.
I say that to my brother all the time.
Yeah, I mean it's beautiful. I think Lawrence said it well. I think it might be a better piece of pure music, but the art of Thriller and the lasting power.
Everything with Thriller, like you add in the videos, all of the visuals,
you know what's interesting?
The way that he even costumed himself. I get why people feel that way, but if you just put Off the Wall on,
yeah,
well, it's just a banger after banger after banger.
Would you say that Paul's Boutique stands the test of time as a better piece of art, but Check Your Head is a better piece of music?
That's great, Spiegel.
Because I like Check Your Head better than Paul's Boutique, but I see the value in Paul's Boutique.
I think that Paul's Boutique is a masterpiece. I think that Paul's Boutique is not just a great piece of hip-hop. I think it's one of the best albums that has ever been produced.
I'm going to put on Check Your Head later, though.
But you might be right. There might be more bops to Check Your Head.
Oh, there's so much funk and bops and grooves and feel on Check Your Head.
But I do like the creative freedom that the Beasties showed in Paul's Boutique, where it was such a departure from what it is that they were doing.
But so's Check Your Head, because they picked up instruments, and they're like, why don't we just do this instead?
Well, they picked backup
Correct.
Instruments.
Correct. They're like, oh, we're made guys now? Let's do this.
Yeah,
then.
We can just kind of play around with genre a little bit and do some things.
Earlier in our show, I asked Robbie if he knew about cassette tapes, and he's like,
no. I heard that. I was disappointed. I figured Robbie has a background in a lot of stuff, like production wise.
That's what I thought.
So I thought it was a slam dunk that he like has like a shelf of cassettes at his
house.
When
would I ever need to use those things?
Not even to use, like to collect. Because you have vinyl, though, right?
Big vinyl guy. Massive vinyl guy.
So how do you explain that? You have vinyl, but not tapes?
It's a higher quality.
Because I'm a dirty hipster. That's what it is. I'm a hipster.
You know what I have over on my desk in the office over there is some cassettes of old score stuff, including parody songs and like old shows from the weekend. And like, you know, so do we have a cassette player here? We do, I think, in the other room.
Not in this studio.
No, somewhere. Not in control.
But WBBM.
Yeah, I grabbed some Christmas stuff off there.
For that.
The 12 Days of Bearsmas are on there.
Ooh.
We should play some of that stuff back, like the old songs and stuff. We should.
Good stuff in there.
My brother just texted me, and he goes, Paul's Boutique taught me how to sample properly.
Mm.
All caps, masterpiece.
Yeah. Lawrence, what was, and Spiegel too, I want to hear, actually I would love to hear from everybody, what do you remember the first cassette that you purchased?
When you brought it up on the show, I started thinking about it, and I literally started rapping KRS-One.
Nice.
So, but the Boogie Down Productions, By All Means Necessary, is the first cassette I ever owned.
I can picture Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I can picture the little cassette case I had with a bunch of them in there. Huey Lewis Sports.
Oh yeah, man,
would be one of the
first
ones.
That was definitely one of mine too. And I remember my mom having to feel like she needed to listen to it first because of the song about drugs.
I want a new drug,
right?
Which was then stolen to be the Ghostbusters song.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Huey Lewis.
Parker Jr.
Scored a perfect 800 on the math portion of the SAT.
Really?
Went to Lawrenceville Prep School in my hometown in
Jersey. Did you also score a high math SAT score?
No.
Would you be in a different job if you had?
Well, I mean, I did okay. I did the same on math as I did on English.
Well balanced.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't, like, would you be in a front office of a team somewhere if you had been more math and science oriented?
I would. Would you want to be in a front office? I would not. I would not want to be as dispassionate as you are supposed to be about sports.
I think I could do it because of, like, I like comparing data.
Or data.
Both.
Either one.
Also, this is sad.
He was great on Star Trek.
630 says, yes! 630 says, my friend is a teacher. He had an old floppy disk on his desk for some reason. A student said, oh, cool, you 3D printed the save icon. Youth is wasted on the young.
Oh, no way.
That is hilarious.
You 3D printed the save icon.
So look.
Oh, God.
I hate to...
They're gonna be responsible for, like... they're going to be responsible for the country. We're going to have to depend on them.
Well, there are,
I don't know how I feel about
there
this.
There are still things that run at the highest levels of government off of those.
Floppy disk. You are absolutely correct.
And spoiler alert, because I'm not that anyone's going to go see Tron Ares like I did last week, but it plays a major role in Tron Ares.
The floppy disk?
Yeah.
You've spoiled Tron Ares
for
me.
I think the people...
How much data did they keep on there? Like, I don't know, one document? What the hell is that?
I think the people who made Tron Ares spoiled Tron Ares.
It's that bad. Wow.
It's
you guys
really terrible.
Both feel the same way
wow,
about this.
I thought you said to go watch it.
I said go watch it because of Nine Inch Nails. Because Nine Inch Nails did the score of it, and the score and the visuals are amazing. The storyline, like, is just so...
The plot.
It's like, oh, you guys were so close. Because they were really close to getting it. The whole, like, the concept of it is, what if AI grows enough that it comes out of the AI world and ooh, into the real... And I'm like, that's great, especially where we're at right now. And it's just like... You guys took no time.
So it's got
this.
Skynet tones to it.
Yes.
Okay. But I mean, so they just had a plot, and or they just had a thesis, but couldn't figure out the plot.
Yeah, and I mean, this has been the thing that's been building in Tron for 40 years.
That's
like, this,
true.
The whole concept of this has been building of, like, what would it be like to live in a digital world, and then you get to, what if we took the digital world and moved it into the real world?
The less sexy answer, which has already been discussed amongst tech types, is that AI will write code to preserve itself. That
this
even
is,
when people, wow, even when people try to shut it down, it is already programmed to preserve itself and save itself.
You've
and
nailed
it is,
the plot.
It is, well, that's just, that's, these
spoiler
are facts.
Alert.
So, like, that's already happening, just so everybody's aware.
That you nailed the plot.
Well, that's lame. That's, I just saved myself 3.5 hours.
You don't need, yeah, but the, I will see, the music is haunting and good. Yes, right?
I just want to point out that it's pretty cool that Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails has really turned this whole, like, scoring movies thing into a career, and it's a great juxtaposition to, like, mentioning Quincy Jones, who did the same thing with his career.
Yes, and so and it's important, Ray, because as Speaks and I talked about this, it's not Trenton Atticus. They branded this as Nine Inch Nails. So this is a Nine Inch Nails production, and he was so eloquent talking about, like, why it was important for it to be a Nine Inch Nails production of Tron Ares. It's worth it. Like, they had a lot of good ideas, and no one in the room would go, no. Like, no, that's stupid. That thing that you're doing right there, we shouldn't do that.
Lawrence, you ever hear Maxwell's version of Closer by Nine Inch Nails?
Absolutely.
Oh, that
it is
sounds
so
amazing.
Sexy and slinky and beautiful and perfect.
True. I've been trying to push people to get into their bag on D'Angelo with him passing away this week. Like, there's so many
awful
great
news.
Yeah, and it's his music is so good.
D'Angelo will be referenced in categories, which we're playing later on.
Well,
three
well,
categories.
Well.
What's your favorite D'Angelo song?
We did categories earlier with Explorers, didn't we, guys?
Vasco da Gama.
That was my guy.
Do you have one, Marshall?
Was it really?
Yeah, it was. Oh, and Magellan, too.
Ponce de Leon.
Oh,
he
the
went,
goods.
He went looking for the Fountain of Youth. And
my guy.
Never found it, right?
I mean, well, a lot of women identify with this, I feel like.
Really?
Looking for the Fountain
send
of Youth
it
and
on
never
has
finding
become,
it.
Yeah.
That's, the thing is, like, you forget, and then you're like, oh, wait, that's him, that's him, that's him, that's him. Like, mine's probably just Brown Sugar, which is just, it's just because the vibe is, my
that's
vibe.
That's me too, and I remember where I was when I heard it, and I was like, ooh, the world has changed.
And so when I was explaining to them, I exercise, I work out and run to R&B, old school,
new school neo soul. That's my thing, and it keeps me grounded as I'm running because, you know, gives me on a nice pace, gait, all that stuff. And they're like, you don't run to like.
Yeah, no,
I System of Down. Or
dude, something. I run into like 132 BPM because that's the only way I'm running. Yeah, I'm still slow as hell.
I bike to some real yeah. active, edgy alt rock.
Okay,
pretty much.
I wanted to build. So, like, I want to, Marshall, I'm with you. Like, I want to get on pace. And then if I'm getting towards the end,
you might want to.
Then you can put on Bombs Over Baghdad for me for like the last mile of a race.
Yeah,
so I listen to Big Luther.
So I'm a big LCD sound system guy.
Ooh.
They made a full album with Nike just for you to work out to, just for you to run to. Like an entire, I think it's like a one track album that LCD made with Nike.
It just goes.
Yeah. Just
I love that.
Yeah, it was a good idea.
Yeah, it's always good when you can figure out like a playlist that can build. But then usually if you train to the playlist that builds,
yeah.
you'd be like, oh, I'm getting bored. And then you hit shuffle, which takes away the whole point of you
building. I don't
building.
Get lost in the shuffle. I'm just like, yeah, keep
Let it
steady.
Ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Texture, Mark Rohde, Texture says Dora is their favorite explorer.
That's pretty good.
Wait, what are the other categories?
I can't tell you.
No, can't tell you.
Didn't even tell you what the Angela was.
Oh, yeah, who's hosting?
Me.
He is.
What time is categories?
Category, thank you for asking. Categories is coming up later this afternoon at 4:25.
I love that.
We got a lot of other stuff going on, too.
Yeah? What else you guys got?
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Olin Krutz is going to be on the show at 3 o'clock. Looking forward to catching up. He surprised the show yesterday by calling in with Tony Wise.
Dude, that was so good.
I enjoyed every inch of that segment.
So great yesterday. We had a fun time with that. Weezy. He's going to join us at 4 o'clock. The freshman writer for The Athletic. He's going to join us. Chris Emma is doing our Bears report for us today.
Fosco De Gama is also his guy.
That's at 5 o'clock.
He's more Lewis and Clark.
And then the Cougs, Kevin Kugler, is going to join us at 5:25. He's calling the Bears game this weekend.
Good show.
So we thought that we would check in with him. We are going to start with maybe we should all take a step back when looking at the Bears' schedule over the next 4 weeks what happened last night.
No.
You're absolutely right.
No.
Nope. You're absolutely right.
Nope.
I took a step back. I took several steps off of the, yeah.
It's kind of amazing when you go, oh, wait, Ja'Marr Chase is on his team. Y'all are telling me Ja'Marr T. Higgins is on this team? Uh-huh. Oh, I know exactly what I'm going to do. One for you, one for you, one for you, and then you look up and they won. So we're going to talk about that. We got some baseball stuff that we want to get into, too. All that's coming up after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Benjamin Moore. Ready to refresh your home? Benjamin Moore offers premium paint in over 3,500 colors backed by unmatched quality and durability. Visit BenjaminMoore.com for a participating retailer near you. Benjamin Moore, official paint of the Chicago Cubs.
It only takes one smart drive to get into the end zone. And at Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha, you're already in the red zone. From kickoff to touchdown, this team delivers with a great selection of new models, the latest incentives, and absolutely no inflated prices. So if you're ready to score, take the short drive north, because the best drives don't happen on the field.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They start at Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. Visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com today.
Introducing Remy Martin's This Is My City VSOP Limited Edition Collection, paying homage to the iconic sounds, style, and teams of our very own Chicago. The collection celebrates the city's influence on culture and features Remy Martin's renowned VSOP liquid. This limited edition bottle is available now, and you can learn more at RemyMartin.com. Remy Martin VSOP Cognac, 40% alcohol by volume, imported by Remy Cointreau, USA, New York, New York. Please drink responsibly.
All I'm doing is driving to have a meeting with my mom and dad, that's all.
About our finances?
Look, I'm already very late.
Jerry, remember a ceremony a year ago? Mm. I dressed in white and you in black?
I know you're my wife, but my mom said to me, you and what's her name?
She doesn't even remember my name.
She should bank at the bank next to my apartment, she said.
These days, the bank for us is First American.
Gotta go or mom's gonna worry.
First American has products that make us smart savers and smart borrowers.
See, mom made tapioca pudding for me.
First American CDs offer some of the highest rates.
But my mom says...
Your wife says we may even need a loan soon. Mm. And First American's fixed-rate home equity loan is a smart way to borrow.
Yeah, but mom says
we can get the money in.
Okay, okay. Well, check out First American Bank. Now, who can that be? Mom!
When you didn't show up, I got worried. Here's your tapioca. Dad's parking the car. Who's this?
Mom, it's my wife, Carol.
Oh, yeah. We met you at the wedding. Hi, dear.
First American Bank, the bank that does more for your money. Visit us online at firstambank.com or call us at 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Change is always happening. It's part of life. And when it comes to music, change is all around us. Songs are rewritten. Classics are remixed. Bands and artists come and go. Even our taste in music changes. Here at Xfinity, we know there's still good in keeping some things the same. That's why we want to do our part with a 5-year price guarantee on our internet. It means no matter what changes, you get 5 years of the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment included, for a price that stays exactly the same. Surprised? Life is full of them. One internet price, 5 years, guaranteed. Learn more at Xfinity.com/deals. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. Taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Most reliable Wi-Fi based on OpenSignal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report August 2024.
Another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at Odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done, with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best. Available at the Home Depot.
The premier name for bridal and engagement rings in Chicagoland is Rasny Jewelers, with locations in Addison, Hinsdale, Highland Park, and Chicago. Visit Rasny.com.
Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric bring you Football Fridays on 670 The Score.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-5795.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Dave Wannstedt is here. Tony Wise usually comes and visits us once a year. And we're going to add someone else to the mix, too.
Is Darnell Wright a unicorn?
There's no such thing as a unicorn as an offensive lineman. The only unicorn, you've got to have, you know, Anthony Munoz may have been a unicorn. Randall McDaniel might have been a unicorn.
Now, what other resources do you have?
Unicorns?
Can you breed and sell them? There's got to be a market for unicorns. If I've learned anything from reading Liddy's Princess books, unicorn hair has magical properties. You've got to know your product, Frank.
And Dwight Stevenson. If he's as good as we're saying, a unicorn, then I want to come off and, if I might use the word, murder the guy in front of you, okay?
That second move on the holding call, on the first one, on the down block, he was going to murder that guy.
And then hand the ball to DeAndre Swift. Just because I'd like to have Darnell come off to me and say, Tony, I just murdered this guy. Will you please run it again?
60 minutes will be coming up following football. Followed by murder, she wrote.
Mystery guest, say hello.
Coach Watson, Coach Tony, what's up, man? This
is a perfect phone call right here.
This is a perfect because
this guy fit into that category of what we're talking about.
Olin, did you murder people?
It probably went both ways a lot of times. Murders and got murdered, and that's part of the NFL, right?
Wish there was some other explanation for this, but there isn't. I'm a murderer. I'm a murdiddly hurdler!
Daddy, where's Mommy? We miss her.
Mommy had to go away. She's with God now.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock. There's a lot for us to get done. You heard him in the open. You're also going to hear him at 3 o'clock. Olin Krutz is going to stop by the show. Dan Wiederer will be on the show at 4. Chris Emma's got the Bears report. Kevin Kugler, our friend. We got to talk to him about the Bears and his Cubs.
Be a good moment to have Kevin Kugler for the double dip at 5:25.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be nice. I'm having fun watching the NLCS either way, though. I'm having a lot of fun watching it.
I have fun watching the ALCS last night. Good sports night. Sneaky good sports night last night with a Thursday game.
That was great.
And two baseball games. And, of course, the Bulls preseason finale.
Didn't make
the fourth spot on your four-pack.
I need
your split screen.
I was watching college football when I wasn't watching everything else. I needed a few more days before we start talking about the Bulls.
You have until Wednesday, officially. Wednesday
That's fair.
Is the home opener, and we will be there at the United Center. We'll probably have a sit-down with Billy Donovan. By then, we will have discussed the Josh Giddey extension in full.
I don't think so.
All right, maybe that day we'll find some time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Dave Wansta is here. Tony Wise usually comes and visits us once a year. And we're going to add someone else to the mix, too.
Is Darn All Right a unicorn, Tom?
There's no such thing as a unicorn as an offensive lineman. The only unicorn, you've got to have, you know, Anthony Munoz may have been a unicorn. Randall McDaniel might have been a unicorn.
Now, what other resources do you have?
Unicorns?
Can you breed and sell them? There's got to be a market for unicorns. If I've learned anything from reading Liddy's Princess books, unicorn hair has magical properties. You've got to know your product, Frank.
And Dwight Stevenson. If he's as good as we're saying, a unicorn, then I want to come off and, if I might use the word, murder the guy in front of you, okay?
That second move on the holding call, on the first one, on the down block, he was going to murder that guy.
And then hand the ball to DeAndre Swift. Just because I'd like to have Darnell come off to me and say, Tony, I just murdered this guy. Will you please run it again?
60 minutes will be coming up following football, followed by Murder, She Wrote.
Mystery guest, say hello.
Coach Watson, Coach Tony, what's up, man?
This is a perfect phone call right here.
I enjoy it.
Because this guy fit into that category of what we're talking about.
Olin, did you murder people?
It probably went both ways a lot of times. Murders and got murdered, and that's part of the NFL, right?
Wish there was some other explanation for this, but there isn't. I'm a murderer. I'm a murd-diddly-erdler!
Daddy, where's Mommy? We miss her.
Mommy had to go away. She's with God now.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock. There's a lot for us to get done. You heard him in the open. You're also going to hear him at 3 o'clock. Olin Krutz is going to stop by the show. Dan Wiederer will be on the show at 4. Chris Emma's got the Bears report. Kevin Kugler, our friend, we got to talk to him about the Bears and his Cubs.
Be a good moment to have Kevin Kugler for the double dip at 525.
Yeah. It'd be nice. I'm having fun watching the NLCS either way, though. I'm having a lot of fun watching it.
I had fun watching the ALCS last night. Good sports night. Sneaky good sports night last night with a Thursday game.
That was great.
And two baseball games. And, of course, the Bulls preseason finale.
Didn't make
the fourth spot on your four-pack.
I need
your split screen.
I was watching college football when I wasn't watching everything else. I needed a few more days before we start talking about the Bulls.
You have until Wednesday, officially. Wednesday
That's fair.
Is the home opener, and we will be there at the United Center. We'll probably have a sit-down with Billy Donovan. By then, we will have discussed the Josh Giddey extension in full.
I don't think so.
All right, maybe that day we'll find some time.
Tanny has the day off. Alex is in full space command. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, indeed. It's good to be here on a Friday. The weekend looms. Not there yet for you or for us. Plenty to discuss in advance of Bears Saints on Sunday at noon.
Sean Sears is going to be part of our production crew in a little bit. I thought that Baby T had kind of become the guy when either Alex or Tanny was out. Baby T was kind of the guy.
Yeah, the bullpen cart goes out there with the big helmet on it and goes and picks him up.
Now, I love Sean. I'm not mad that Sean's going to be here, but it's usually Baby T. And I asked Portha, go, wait, Baby T had something going on today? And he goes, yeah. So now I'm fascinated with what it is that Baby T is doing today.
You know what Baby T is doing tomorrow?
What? Inside the clubhouse?
ITC.
ITC. But maybe, Lawrence, if you want to go check on him, I understand.
I'll just drop my headset.
Yeah, man, go ahead. I understand. It's important stuff. Go check on what Baby T's doing. Sean is my dude. He's my hit and run guy. We still text frequently about baseball. He sends me stuff. I'm sure he puts stuff on the hit and run shared document, even though we haven't had a show in weeks.
Yeah, I don't know. Was that a Shane idea? Whoever did the concept of the shared Google Doc,
the Google
that's
Doc?
Genius. Because on middays when Dan and I, we weren't doing that. Like, we were just coming in, you know.
Flying blind.
No, you know me. We weren't flying blind.
You weren't flying blind.
But we would come in and kind of pool everything together. And I was like, when I got to this show last year, I was like, hello. What the hell is this?
Hey there.
It took me a while to get it, but it's a really great idea.
The whole world's using it. My eighth grader's using it. He's using it with all kinds of, I mean, it's like, yeah, I mean, the world rolls on and all we can do is hang on tight.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Watching last night and watching Thursday night football, I was sitting there like, okay, let's see how all this is going to play out. Let's see how Joe Flacco showing up early in the week plays out for the Bengals and them being a team that's waiting for Joe Burrow to come back. By the way, Joe Burrow was on the sidelines last night watching the maestro Flacco run his offense to perfection.
All I could think about was what Mike Tomlin had said earlier in the week about how the trade went down, and he was none too pleased with the Cleveland GM, Andrew Berry.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
I felt like when I heard him say that a few days ago, I was like, oh, they're scared. Like, this is like Mike Tomlin never gives off scared.
That was too much respect for Joe Flacco.
That was, oh, I don't like what they just did because they put us in a bad spot. And then anyone that is like Steelers adjacent, like throughout the week, was kind of talking about it the same way. I was like, oh my God, they're scared. So it was part of the reason that I was so interested in the game was because of the way that Tomlin reacted. So, you know, after I knew that the Dodgers had secured game three, I moved after the crazy inning where it's like, oh, we'll put a guy on, we'll just throw a ball away, that sort of stuff. I was like, oh, well, they've got this game because the Brewers are shook and have stayed shook this entire time. I moved over to the football game to watch two 40-year-old quarterbacks go out there and look like they were 26 years old again.
Flacco looked great.
So did Aaron Rodgers.
I know, but that, I mean, that was more expectable for me. Like, Flacco looking competent is one thing, but he looked like really, really good, playing great ball. And you're watching that. And Lawrence, I'm old enough to remember when just a few days ago, Bears fans were out here saying, man, look at that next run of games on the Bears schedule. And Cincinnati, well, that's a walk in week 9. You can go to Cincinnati. Were you one of those people?
Yeah, I wasn't saying that it's a walk.
No,
I said,
you weren't.
But it gives you an opportunity to dream a little bit.
But that's what you find yourself sitting here. Like, that next batch of games for the Bears,
it's about as easy of a middle of the season schedule as one team could hope for on paper.
That's versus New Orleans this week. And then the road duo is at Baltimore, at Cincinnati. Those two games on paper should be manageable, winnable road games.
Baltimore is a tricky one.
Yeah.
And it's what started making me think about all of this was watching Flacco and the Bengals. And we'll get more into that, what they did last night. But Baltimore is, when I started to think about it again, like, they're going to be fighting for their lives.
And if Lamar's back and they're fighting for their lives, that's going to be a very hard game.
And then if Flacco can stay healthy for another 2 weeks and get more in tune with what that offense was, for a guy who just kind of walked in, his recognition of what to do in that situation was absolutely amazing. And more of that in a second. Then the game after that is the Giants before you then take on Vikings, Steelers, Eagles, Packers.
And even the Giants game, I mean, coming off their last two,
they're playing with a lot of enthusiasm.
They feel like they have found something in their young quarterback.
And young running back.
Yes, and Brian Daboll, a lot of people are like, oh, Daboll finally found his guy.
I'm not convinced of that.
I know, but Daboll loved him and loves him now, and there might be a little bit of a clicking thing that goes on there. So, I mean... I'm trying to remember what you said exactly. I know I heard other people say the Bears ought to win 5 of these next 6 something like that.
Four of
these next 5.
I never say that. I did say it allows you to dream. That's what I said. That looking at this schedule with the Saints, the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Giants, it allows you to dream, and you should dream.
So 7-2 is something you'd be dreaming about, or 6-3 if you take three out
Absolutely.
Of the four.
Absolutely. It's something that it's okay, I think, for people to dream about. The reality of it being a week-to-week league, though, is something's going to happen or someone's not going to be available, and this week could be that week for the Bears. They've got a ton of injuries that they're dealing with, and there's a lot of question marks about who's going to be running the ball for them this weekend. Who's going to be kicking the ball for them this weekend?
Well, Cairo's out. Cairo Santos is out officially. And we'll talk about all these Bears issues in detail with multiple guests throughout the afternoon. But Cairo's out, so it's another Jake Moody day. DeAndre Swift has been questionable a couple other times. So and he's gone. He's played and played well. So I'm not as concerned about that one. Grady Jarrett just practiced today for the first time since week three.
I don't know if I'm counting on Grady Jarrett to do anything for this team at this point.
Man.
And that's too bad.
That is too bad.
But it's also good because in him being injured, other players have gotten better.
Yeah, I know. But man, like the offseason, I'm thinking, ooh, Jarrett and Billings side by side. I expended some mental energy thinking about those two guys.
Big Bill's doing a nice job.
Yeah.
I think they found a good role for him. I like that Shamar Turner has found his way onto the field.
But that's a lot of money and investment in Grady Jarrett to get nothing.
It's a flyer on a guy that is towards the end of his career, but can still do good things for you as a rotational player.
I think the money on his deal matters for the first 2 years, if I remember correctly. It's not just one in, get out. There's a lot of money on there for next year.
Yep.
So you'll be counting on that. All right. So as you look at those four games. And I mean, I'm not feeling 7-2. I look at that 6-3, certainly on the table.
I think that it's okay for you to dream about either one of those records for the Bears. But just know that, like, things have already changed. That's kind of where I'm at on this, Speaks, that things have already changed. Where if it's Browning that's quarterbacking the Bengals, I don't feel like there's any way the Bears lose that game. But the way that Flacco, these numbers are ridiculous, okay? Flacco was 31 of 47, 342 yards, passer rating of 108.6, three touchdowns, no interceptions.
He figured out throw to Jamar Chase a lot.
Yeah.
Was it 18 targets?
23 targets.
16 catches?
16 catches for 161 yards.
23 targets.
And then he had 10 targets to T. Higgins. He did exactly what you're supposed to do when you have playmakers like that. I'm a statue back here. My job is to get the ball out quick to guys who know exactly what they're doing. And he did that yesterday, all night. Lionel Richie was out there playing all night long with those. He never looked flustered. The Steelers were not able to get to him because he was getting the ball out under 2.5 seconds after it was getting snapped.
Everyone you meet, that jamming in the streets.
Chase Brown also had 108 yards. He had 10 yards a carry, Speaks.
Yeah.
So that formula was great, and it worked out really well. And it just was like, okay, you found someone who could actually play the role of quarterback for a team that people are expecting big things from.
23 targets is the most of any receiver of any week.
If you were thinking about giving someone 23 targets,
that's the right guy.
Yep. It's him and Justin Jefferson. Uh-huh. Those are the two guys you would give 23 targets to.
Man, that's a lot of targets.
Damn right, it's a lot of targets. And if you were Joe Flacco, you would have done the same thing.
Jamar Chase, still my choice as the wide receiver I would take first of all wide receivers in the NFL. I just feel like he can do absolutely everything. I feel like he can win the slant. He can blow by you on the go pattern. He can go up and get it, even though T. Higgins is bigger and other people are bigger. He's got the hands to go up and get it. There's a lot of real good wide receivers, but he's my number one.
So it was fun to watch a Thursday night game that lived up to the billing of it. And you're just sitting there going, ooh. Like, this is great. Like, this is really juicy football to watch. Aaron Rodgers was amazing yesterday, too. Hmm. There was, and this is the Ben Johnson effect, okay? Because we've been paying attention all season long. You know what? I'm going to save this.
Save it, but let's come back and talk about it.
I want to save this, but if you want to know the negatives of the Ben Johnson effect, it played out in last night's game in a very hilarious way. We'll share it with you next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Flacco under center. Second and four at the Pittsburgh 29. Deep drop. He fires. Higgins catch at the 20. First center miss. 15. Dead 5. Split the safety's end zone. Touchdown Cincinnati. 29 to T. Higgins. And Cincinnati shoots ahead. 13-10. 2:52 to go until halftime.
They have a really good pair of wide receivers. There's Ja'Marr Chase, as referenced, and that's T. Higgins. He's so long and smooth.
Steel drum version of All Night Long is so perfect. Way to go, Alex.
Alex killing it. T, on that play, that touchdown to T, where he's running like a little slant, and then once he catches it, he realizes there's nobody down the middle, and he cuts it down the middle. It looks like a glitch in the video because the angle he takes and then poof, he's just gone. And the smart ass play, the brilliant play at the end to go ahead and slide down inside the 10 with like a buck 50 left and realize, oh, we're just going to be able to grind out almost all of the clock and make them burn all their timeouts. He's a very, very good number two. They're paying a lot of money for two wideouts.
And they've got to make this work. Like, that's the thing. They spent so much money, and when you add in the Trey Hendrickson money too, they've got to make this work right now. And the part that's supposed to make it work is sitting on the bench because he's hurt.
Yeah.
So you've got to do something. It's an aggressive move, and it's a shot in the dark, bringing in Joe Flacco, who was clearly just holding a place in Cleveland until they decide which direction they want to go on quarterback. And I think that direction is whoever's at the top of next year's draft is the direction that they want to go.
Just wait till Shador gets in there, man. Wait till Shador.
I don't think that there's – I don't think that he can be any worse than what they've had. And maybe he could be more fun.
They will at some point. They'll check that out at some point. But how did last night remind you of the negative side of the Ben Johnson factor?
It's not on him. Right. Like, it's just that his impact on the game. I'm watching this game, and I'm like, that looked really messed up. First quarter, 6:15 left. It's second and four. Aaron Rodgers hands the ball off. And then the running back tosses the ball back to him.
It's Jaylen Warren, who seemed to be the only guy. Well, he tossed it back, so Flea Flicker's on then.
Uh-huh. But if you look at the route combinations are basically stick and their guys downfield blocking because it was a straight run play. But this guy was acting like it was the same flea flicker that we've seen, where you take it and you kind of burrow into the middle of the field and then you toss it back. Luckily, Rodgers was paying attention. And he catches the ball and then is like, oh, bleep. And then he scrambles and he's telling the receivers to go downfield, right? Because they're blocking downfield on a run play. He throws the ball away and the look on his face speaks when he comes back. And he's like, what the were you doing? It wasn't a flea flicker play. It wasn't. There was no one farther down the field than 10 yards on the play, Speaks.
Poor Jalen. Poor Jalen Warren. He must have thought that it was on. They must have one in the books. Must have one that they had talked about. So you're putting that on Ben because of the Bears' successful flea flicker and the fact that you've seen it all over the league since then.
We've seen that combination of it all over the league. I don't know what Warren was thinking. And because one would only need to look at how it's being blocked and go, ooh, this is a run play, keep running. But Aaron Rodgers, for having a great night, had a horrible night. He had that play happen inside of the game. They lost the game. And he threw a touchdown that was incredible. And he did his little kind of hop, skip, and a jump Tiger Woods celebration. Yeah. And one of his teammates, one of his offensive linemen, tackled him. And so he got up from that. And he's like, what are you guys doing? I'm old and brittle.
That was a vicious tackle.
It really was.
It does a Bears fan's heart good to see Aaron Rodgers angry on a football field when he's losing.
I kind of figured that. That's why I brought it up.
What the F are you doing?
He's right,
it
though.
Was, it wasn't
100%
a
100% right.
That's fine. I just enjoy seeing him upset, seeing him angry, and seeing him lose. It is a really it's one of the few joys in watching him play because he's still good. He's still good.
Yeah, he's still very good.
He really is. Like, and the way that he smelled that space that Freiermuth was in when they had the busted coverage there towards the end, and he's like, oh my God, look at that. And he, you know what he did? He just threw the man the ball. He saw the man and threw him the ball. And then Freiermuth turns around and runs.
Part of playing quarterback.
Yeah.
You want to know his numbers this year?
Rodgers?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's completed 69% of his passes. Nice. 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Passer rating, 105.0.
69%, huh? Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially with your first year with a team. But they lost. And that
game
was nice.
That they played against the Vikings, he completed 82% of his passes.
Yeah.
He's still really good.
And his arm is still strong enough that Hail Mary at the end was in exactly the right spot.
He's the Hail Mary goat.
It was right to the batch of humanity at the front of the end zone where somebody could make a catch and be in the end zone or it could be tipped up and behind and still be in play. It's where you want to land it.
When you hear him talking about the science and how he developed that style of parachuting the ball in on a Hail Mary, you go, wow, this guy really is a savant of playing the quarterback position. And then you remember the other stuff, and you're like, he's kind of weird. But I think that, and the numbers bear this out, this is not just my opinion, from a passer rating standpoint, he's the greatest regular season quarterback of all time. Of all time. And you look at him at 41 to still be able to do what he, and closing in on 42, it's amazing that he is still playing at this level.
Really,
but when your
is.
own teammates tackle you,
that can be a problem. I mean, he's on the short list of dudes I love to see lose. As I in the sports world is where I really give in to that kind of Schadenfreude, that kind of sports hate. He's the top of very, very short list. I'm trying to think of who else even occupies that space. He's so far and away my number one. I mean, anybody with a Yankee hat on, obviously, is there. Even the nice guys like Aaron Judge, he's a nice guy, but I like seeing him lose because he's wearing a Yankees hat.
I like to see Aaron Judge out there when he has his little dog out in the outfield because he has his little teeny tiny dog and he's 6'8".
No, that was a picture with him and Jose Altuve.
That is not. Oh, there is that picture, which is pretty funny. I resemble that remark. I've had to stand next to Brandon Marshall.
Oh, yeah, but you're not. But that discrepancy is not as vast as Judge and Altuve.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Brandon's, what, 6'4", and I'm 5'9", like on a
great,
good day?
The great Manute Bowl Muggsy Bogues. Yeah. Not Bugsy Mogues, but Muggsy Bogues. That beautiful picture. That's another all-timer. Muggsy's still with us, right? Manute is gone, but I think we still got Muggsy.
But his son, Bull Bull, is still out there.
Weren't the Bulls going to take a flyer on
they
Bull
should.
Bull? Where's Bull Bull?
He should be a Bull. There's no reason for him not to be a Bull.
He last played for Phoenix.
Bull, Bull, Bull.
Yeah. See? Got you talking Bulls. Look at that. Charlotte Hornets have signed Bull Bull.
Oh, man.
An NBA free agency.
Well, they're not going to be good either, so if you wanted to trade for him, you could. That's what I say.
Got that option.
Yeah. Well, that was nice to talk about Bull Bull there for a minute. He's a good player. I think he's got an upside.
Well,
they need guys with upside on that team.
On the Bulls team?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We're going to have to get there.
All right. Olin Krutz is going to join us. We can talk ball with him. How do the Bears keep themselves from looking too far ahead of this Saints team? I'm sure Olin has got some thoughts. I know that he has watched the tape. We'll ask him about it next here on The Score.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.